Residents of Beirut are increasingly anxious about their personal electronic devices following a series of alarming attacks involving exploding pagers and walkie-talkies. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. On Wednesday, multiple walkie-talkies detonated across Beirut and other parts of Lebanon, marking a second wave of violence just one day after pagers associated with Hezbollah exploded, resulting in at least 20 fatalities and over 450 injuries, according to the health ministry. Nabil Balar, a telecommunications engineer, reported a notable shift in customer behavior post-attacks. "I've been inundated with calls from concerned customers asking how to conceal their devices and what precautions to take," he shared. Balar emphasized that while most devices on the market are generally safe, the issue lies with specific products that may have been tampered with. Samar Al-Masri, who owns a mobile phone shop on Hamra Street, noted that the recent events have significantly impacted her business. "Customers are increasingly wary, feeling as if all phones are being monitored. Many are tossing their devices aside in fear," she said. The attacks are widely believed to be orchestrated by Israel targeting Hezbollah, yet they have also resulted in civilian casualties, raising concerns that the ongoing tensions between the two factions could escalate into a full-blown conflict. The atmosphere in Beirut remains tense as residents grapple with the fear of further violence. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.